Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, February 20th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple is considering letting users set third-party web browser and email default apps in iOS, as well as allowing direct integration of third-party music services on HomePod, according to sources. Apple's prohibition against third-party defaults on iOS was questioned last year at a hearing of the U.S. House of Representatives antitrust panel, and Spotify filed an antitrust complaint about Apple's App Store policies and lack of HomePod access to the EU. According to sources, Apple has not reached a decision on whether to change its third-party default policy, but changes could be rolled out as early as iOS 14. The U.S. House Committee on Oversight and Reform sent a letter to Amazon looking into Ring's partnerships with local governments and police departments, as well as its data collection policies. The letter asked for records of all Ring agreements with cities and law enforcement, all instances of police departments requesting footage, all third parties Ring has shared footage or personal data with, and whether municipal partners also pay for Amazon's Recognition facial recognition service. The letter asked for a briefing on privacy and security from Ring by February 27th and answers to all questions by March 4th. Ring stated it's reviewing the letter and intends to respond. TikTok announced a new set of parental controls called Family Safety Mode so parents can set limits on their children's app use. The features include screen time management controls, limits on direct messages, and a restricted mode that limits the appearance of inappropriate content. These features were already available in the app for users to set themselves. This allows parents or guardians to take control by toggling switches on or off for their teens. The new features are available in the UK now and will roll out to other markets in the next several weeks. Morgan Stanley announced it intends to acquire the online brokerage E-Trade in a deal worth $13 billion. The deal would give Morgan Stanley an additional 5.2 million customers and $360 billion in assets. The deal still needs approval from E-Trade shareholders and regulators. E-Trade CEO Michael Pizzi will continue to run the business post-acquisition. Google updated the support page for YouTube Music, showing how to upload your own music files to the service, although the feature does not appear to be rolling out yet. Users can drag and drop files through the music.youtube.com site with support for FLAC, M4A, MP3, AUG, and WMA. Uploads can be listened to on YouTube Music version 3.51 or later, ad-free with no subscription. The support page also says Google will provide a way for Google Play Music users to transfer uploaded music to YouTube Music in the future. Google announced the release of Android 11 Developer Preview 1. Developers will need a Pixel 2 or newer, or they can use device emulators in Android Studio, which will need the new Android 11 Preview SDK and tools. The preview includes new display types, 5G experiences, conversational experiences, the neural network's API 1.3, and privacy improvements. HTC announced updates to its Vive Cosmos VR headset line with swappable faceplates for future upgrades. The Cosmos Elite features a faceplate that supports external tracking and includes two Lighthouse tracking base stations. The Cosmos Play is designed for entry-level VR experiences and uses inside-out tracking like the original Cosmos with cameras on the headset, but reduces that number from 6 to 4. The Cosmos XR offers AR capabilities with high-quality XR pass-through cameras on the faceplate. The Cosmos Elite is available for pre-order February 24th for $899. More details about the Cosmos XR will be announced at the Game Developers Conference next month, and HTC says to expect launch details about the Cosmos Play in the coming weeks. Twitter announced it's rolling out a continued thread option, providing an easier way to connect multiple tweets together. Users can now scroll up when composing a tweet to see a list of previous tweets. Selecting one will present a continued thread option, which will allow you to add the composed tweet as a thread to that older tweet. Dish announced it lost 94,000 Sling TV subscribers in Q4 2019, the first time the streaming service posted a quarterly loss since launching in 2015. Overall, Dish lost 194,000 pay TV subscribers, including Sling, in the quarter, down from a loss of 334,000 subscribers in Q4 2018. And finally, Sony announced it's canceled its appearance at PAX East in Boston, citing increased concerns about coronavirus. The company had planned to show a playable demo of The Last of Us Part 2 at the show. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.